The decisions of the provost's past had put him in a position to negotiate almost any minefield and always come out on top. Today, however, as he gazed out the window at the distant lights of the Italian mainland, he felt, uncharacteristically, on edge. 1 year ago, on this very yacht, he had made a decision whose ramifications now threatened to unravel everything he had built. I agreed to provide services to the wrong man. There had been no way the provost could have known at the time, and yet now the miscalculation had brought a tempest of unforeseen challenges, forcing him to send some of his best agents into the field with orders to do whatever it took to keep his listing ship from capsizing. At the moment, the provost was waiting to hear from one field agent in particular. Vianta, he thought, picturing the sinewy, spike-haired specialist. Vianta, who had served him perfectly until this mission, had made a mistake last night that had dire consequences. The last 6 hours had been a scramble, a desperate attempt to regain control of the situation. Vianta claimed her error was the result of simple bad luck, the untimely coup of a dove. The provost, however, did not believe in luck. Everything he did was orchestrated to eradicate randomness and remove chance. Control was the provost's expertise, foreseeing every possibility, anticipating every response, and molding reality toward the desired outcome. He had an immaculate track record of success and secrecy, and with it came a staggering clientele: billionaires, politicians, sheikhs, and even entire governments. To the east, the first faint light of morning had begun to consume the lowest stars on the horizon. On the deck, the provost stood and patiently awaited word from Vianta that her mission had gone exactly as planned.